And sure enough, the next day, Itzhakel went to the weapon place with his suitcases. He took along his water bottles. He took along his Gatorade. What am I saying? Gatorade wasn't invented yet. I don't think water was even invented yet. And Itzhakel went to the wagon depot, and that's where we began our story, when Itzhakel was looking for a wagon driver to take him to Volozhin. So, now we're back to the beginning of the story. Itzhakel went from wagon driver to wagon driver, and finally he came to a beautiful carriage with velvet seats. The driver sat high on the bench, and it looked like he was a little bit drunk. He was taking a nap on the bench, and Itzhakel called up to him.
Driver, are you going to Volozhin? You know, you sound a little bit like the horse.
What?
Oh, I thought you were sleeping. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make fun of you. But are you going to Volozhin?
Volozhin? Yes, I go Volozhin. We leave soon. You come inside wagon. Bring suitcase.
Okay, here we go.
And Itzhakel climbed up to the wagon. And he schlepped his suitcase up and put it down next to him. And he sat down on the luxurious, comfortable, beautiful velvet seats. And he sank back into the cushions. He couldn't wait to get going. All of a sudden, the door opened.
This is wagon going to Volozhin, yes?
It was a big, big man with 6 suitcases and 4 bottles of vodka. And he sat down on the bench next to Itzhakel. And he put his suitcase on top of Itzhakel.
Excuse me, please.
What's going on here? The seat talks?
It's not the seat, it's me.
What are you, the floor?
It's me, Itzhakel, I'm right here. Hello, under your suitcase, halfway crushed.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Maybe you sit on floor. There's not enough room for all my suitcases on the bench if you're sitting on the bench.
How about you put your suitcases on the floor, and then there'll be enough room on the bench?
Are you smart, Alec?
You don't know how smart Alec I am.
You, boy, don't open your mouth to me, okay?
Itzhakel finally settled down. And all of a sudden, the door opened again. Another 3 people got in. And then another 2, and another 4, and another 6. And suddenly, Itzhakel was sitting on the floor, buried under a pile of suitcases. And the horses took off. But the wagon driver forgot to attach the wagon to the horses, so the horses were running full speed ahead, and the wagon driver's yelling after them.
Come back here! Come back here!
And the wagon driver jumped down from the bench and ran down the hill. And he grabbed the horse's reins and schlepped them back, but by now the wagon was rolling down the hill. And finally the wagon driver managed to put the horses together with the wagon. And they were on their way. And Itzhakel sat there buried under the pile of suitcases for 3 days straight. By the time they got there, he was so stiff, he was so sore, he could barely stand straight. He tumbled out of the wagon to the floor. And then the people in the wagon threw his suitcases down on top of him. Itzhakel stood up and looked around. He was sore. He was bruised. He was terribly hungry. But he was in Volozhin. His dream had finally come true. And he took a look around and he saw houses. He saw trees. He saw people. But these weren't just any houses. These were houses in Volozhin. These were trees in Volozhin. Even the puppies were Volozhiner puppies. And Itzhakel walked down the street, bewildered, dragging his suitcase behind him. And he saw a man standing on the street, and he went up to him.
Excuse me, where's the Volozhiner yeshiva?
What do you mean, where's the Volozhiner yeshiva? You're standing right in front of it.